everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. They advised her to compromise and water down the issue, but she insisted that she'll be going after her heart's desire. No one was able to change her mind. She thought it was best for her to leave the States and follow her dream of becoming an artist in India. This idea was abnormal and bizarre to everyone in her circle. Her family wanted to keep the dangers of living abroad by herself in a strange country at bay. Also, she knew that she could only recognize the tip of the iceberg when it comes to all the hardships of this journey, and that it would be impossible to enumerate them. However, she was convinced and held her ground. She believed it was her only shot since no agency in the U.S. has opened their door and sponsored her yet. Alina was scheduled to set off for India at 10 o'clock the next morning, and her oldest sister decided to drop her off at the airport to check in, hoping that her plane would take off and land safely. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one. Water down is defined as make weaker. Idiom number two, change someone's mind means to convince someone to think differently about something. Idiom number three, keep something at bay is defined as keep a threat from coming too near. Idiom number four, the tip of the iceberg is defined as just a small part of something much bigger. And finally, idiom number five, hold one's ground is defined as not retreat or lose one's advantage in the face of opposition. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, go after is defined as pursue someone or something. Number two, set off is defined as begin a journey. Number three, drop off is defined as to leave someone or something at the destination to which one has transported it. Number four, takeoff is defined as the leaving of the ground, as in leaping or in beginning a flight in an airplane. And finally, number five, check-in is defined as arrive and register at a hotel or an airport. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson. And thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.